The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Put your own expletive in there. We know a lot of you craziness out there, because that's the way you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Better be careful what you wish for. Got to do a little Clint Eastwood there this morning to liven things up. Whether it's Feel Good Friday for you or not, if the government is what you think it is, then it's probably true. I think we can probably all agree with it. It's not the most perfect thing. My parents used to tell me, well, it's the best system we've got. And I'm like, excuse me, your system sucks. So, you know, and it's not that I'm anti-government. As I've always said, governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. The only saving grace right now in news headlines is Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema has left the Democratic Party, the second senator, well, actually the second official, publicly elected official. Tulsi Gabbard was first. After she quit, she left the Democratic Party. But an official senator, Kyrsten Sinema, is out of the Democratic Party. We'll have more news about that in a minute. Want to say prayers for Kelly, who is going in to have a spinal probe put into her back here shortly. She's in surgery prep right now, and we're saying prayers for her that she gets through this procedure, because they're putting it in her back as an implant to help with pain. It's a spinal stimulator. You may have heard of those before, but anyway, it's a crazy procedure, and they have to put her out to do it. So anyway, we wish her the best and send prayers up in the name of your son, Yeshua, that she gets through this. Can I get an amen out there? Thank you. Two or more people gathered together in my name, it shall be added unto you. That is what the Word of God says, if you believe it. Back in stock, Grown by Nature Pro Magnesium. I have two of them on their way here. And we're going to give it 10% off this week if you shop at the Power Mall. Now, what is the deal on Pro Magnesium? Well, it's extra magnesium. That's why they call it Pro Mag X. They're 60 tablets that come in a glass bottle, all right? Now, there's a reason they come in a glass bottle is because the storage is better and it's lets less light and moisture in. These are an effectively organic matrix form of magnesium complete with natural amino acid carriers to ensure transport to sites of need within the body. ProMag X offers 100 milligram per tablet potency. It's combined in a probiotic culture, because we need our probiotics, which is a non-dairy yogurt, Lactobacillus bulgaricus. That's not like Wile E. Coyote, you know, where they flash the thing up under there, you know, or the Roadrunner, Berticus supersonicus, or whatever it is that they put in there. No, a different term for non-dairy yogurt. So anyway, we've got that 10% off this week. Also, the same with North American Urban Spice products. And of course, today is Cash Friday, and that means you get 10% off on your purchase at the Power Mall by using the code Cash Friday at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order for payment. And of course, you can find out more about Cash Friday by simply clicking on the link we supply you in your email blast, and you can have it on hand. Now, there is something I got to tell you, because some people may have had a bit of confusion with the way that we're set up here. We have a number for the Power Mall. It's 877-817-9829, all right? If you buy regularly from thepowermall.com and you call and talk to Jay or Linda, you want to use that number and put that in your speed dial or your favorites or whatever the case may be for the Power Mall. So you have that number straight in there, all right? Now, if you want to get on the air to talk to me, you want to use a different number. It's 844-769-2944, and that will get you into our studio, because apparently there's been some confusion, because people are calling the Power Hour wanting to be, or the Power Mall rather, on the 9829 number and wanted to be put on the air. Of course, we can't do that. So we're just giving you the goods so that you get that straight and you know which one to call to get on the air, because we value your comment. We still have free speech in America. As long as we do, that's your phone number, 844-769-2944. Now, we also, at the Power Mall, are still selling the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle for $53. And that's two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D, which regularly retails at $70.90, and we're marking it down to $53. With a reminder not to forget to add your silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million. That completes your winter wellness bundle. And of course, for those of you who need a printed catalog because you don't have internet, or you just, you know, it hurts your eyeballs to surf the net and you'd rather have it in print, well, guess what? You can call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's the Power Mall number, and ask her for a printed Power Mall catalog, and she will send it to you by snail mail. For those of you who are retired and you want to make some extra money, you got some friends out there you communicate with on a regular basis, well, guess what? If you go to support@thepowermall.com and email us, or go to thepowermall.com and click on the affiliate info link, you can sign up to get a banner ad or an affiliate link to send to all your friends and family to shop at the Power Mall. And we will provide you with all the links you need to be able to track the sales you generate from everybody that shops there, and you're going to get 10% of whatever they spend. Such a deal. We're also taking orders for Heaven's Harvest Emergency Storable Food and Seeds. You can call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. The orders, of course, are drop shipped directly from Heaven's Harvest, not from the Power Mall. But the thing is we still can't take the orders, and we financially benefit from taking your order at the Power Mall. So those are the numbers to call, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com and order Heaven's Harvest Emergency Storable Food and Seeds directly from us. Now there's this little bit of information, other announcements we have to make. And that is frequency 13.845. We are keeping it on through the end of the month. And we're asking for listener support, because this is we're talking thousands of dollars a month to keep this frequency on the air. And I know a lot of you listen to it, but see, we can't just, you know, keep paying for this over and over again if nobody's donating or buying products from the Power Mall. So if you want to call us at the Power Mall number to make a donation, you could do that. We also have a Give, Send, Go account. You can go there, make a donation. But we also, if you go to support@thepowerhour.com and let us know that you are listening on that frequency, you can do that as well. And of course, when you're at the Power Hour, you can click on the Partners tab and shop with our partners such as EMP Shield and Lion Energy Products. If you use the code TPH for the Power Hour, you get a discount. And we benefit from it, all right? Understand also that the newsletter that we put out and the social media, everything that we do for updates, news, and more, Power Mall and Power Hour newsletters are separate. And you can sign up for each of those on their respective sites, thepowerhour.com or thepowermall.com. It's that good. Now, Randy Shannon, here's something interesting that I wasn't aware. We even had these naturopathics out there. She's a naturopathic doctor, Randy Shannon, ND. She's got a YouTube video out there, which I think is pretty cool. She specializes in face, tongue, and fingernail analysis, 5,000-year-old medicine. It's going to be interesting to hear from her to see what her take is. I might even stick my tongue out and let her analyze my tongue, because I'm on Skype, and maybe if she comes on Skype, which she might, then she can look and see my face, my tongue, and my fingernail and analyze me. And of course, I don't know, maybe I don't want to do that. Oh, she's got some really interesting studies that she's done. And of course, they're talking about heart-related issues and things like this. And of course, she got censored in March of 2020. her radio show for of 8 years that she was a co-host on got shut down. Oh, censorship. Gee, that reminds me of something recently that's happening here. I tried to set up a Texit meeting because I'm the local coordinator here. And I went to the local public library. It's the Mammon Family Public Library in Bulverde. And they make you fill out a form. And they apparently don't understand that Texit, the Texas Nationalist Movement, is a 501c4 nonprofit. And they said, first off, we're going to go ahead and let you have a conference room free of charge to hold your meeting. But you have to be out of there by 6:45, and I couldn't get the computer to take it. So they had to go in and scrutinize it. And then, of course, they approved it and said, okay, fine. We understand you had a problem with the website. Then all of a sudden they come back and they go, ooh, you're selling something. We don't allow that. What am I selling? What am I selling? I'm selling an idea of Texas independence. They think I'm selling hard product. They think I'm Amway or something. These people are out of their flipping mind. I've already notified headquarters about this. Because, see, here's the thing about the Mammon Family Public Library. They are a legitimately registered polling location. I was out there waving a Texit sign over the weekend when everybody was going in to do early voting. And there's a big sign right at the entrance to the library says, vote here. And we had one Texit sign parked in the yard amongst all the other Democrat and Republican signs. Yet when I called to book a room, being the third largest political party in the state of Texas, I was censored and told, no, you're selling something. We're not going to host your event. So now I got to go look somewhere else to host the event. But in the meantime, I sent the message to headquarters, which I kind of found it discriminatory that they can be a registered polling location in Comal County, Texas, yet I can't have a free meeting there. I'll tell you, if I was Republican or Democrat, I'll bet you I'd get a free meeting there. Because, see, what do? They sell ideas just like me. And if you want to donate to any specific candidate, like you can donate to Texit, because we're nonprofit, you can do that. Not so. Now, apparently the library thinks that I'm violating some sort of rule. So Daniel Miller, the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement, is soon to get wind of this, and we'll see what they do then, because that's discrimination. Wouldn't you think? You see, it happens to, you know, when you start talking politics, man, it rears its ugly head. And of course, just one of those things that I have a problem with. And of course, Texit might have a problem with the two. They're already suing Facebook. We had Paul Davis on the show yesterday. And now we're having an issue with this bunch. And they're supposed to be a family public library. And because we're open to the public and the public is invited, we're selling something. They automatically assume, and you know what happens when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. See, I can say that word ass on the radio because it's in the Bible 155 times. I had to look it up. There's a chuckle for you on Feel Good Friday. You remember Bush way back then when he was doing that flip-flop, 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 and he had everybody in the Republican Party chiming along in the debate audience when he was doing flip-flop, flip-flop. Yeah, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Yeah. Well, the British Prime Minister is flip-flopping on windmills. And now he says, environmental groups welcomed a decision by Britain's conservative government to lift its opposition to onshore wind farms. But they warned any benefit would be erased if the government backs plans to open UK's first new coal mine in 3 decades. Wow. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Remember that Lee Dorsey song way back when? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, see, I know. I'm dating myself again. But the thing is, here, they're going to be sweating bullets if they don't get coal and they don't get peat. And they start outlawing all the stuff that we're used to using. This is a problem they're going to have over there. I'll tell you, the first time the hard winter sets in later in the month and into next year, because January and February are going to be really cold over in Europe because their latitudes are further north. And when people start dying and people start complaining because they froze to death, then you might see things shift a little. Or, in the alternative, the government is just going to ignore it. Meanwhile, London-based activist investor Bluebell Capital is calling for BlackRock CEO Larry Fink to step down from the company over the alleged hypocrisy of its ESG messaging. Bluebell previously targeted companies such as Richemont, a luxury goods company, and Solvay, a chemicals company, had successfully forced Danone, a food company, to restructure its management, has around $250 million in assets under management, and holds a tiny stake in BlackRock comparing to its roughly $8 trillion in assets. Well, here's the thing. The more people that realize what BlackRock is starting to do, the more people are going to start pulling out. States in the U.S. here are pulling out of BlackRock, and they're taking billions with them. So the more and more people pull out of BlackRock, the more it sends a message, you people are on the wrong track and we don't like what you're doing. Fair enough. Members of Britain's border force, by the way, did you know they're kind of like unionized? They have a private company security union, the PCS union. It represents the border force, including around three quarters of passport control staff at airports. They're going on an 8-day strike over the Christmas holidays. Oh, that'll make things very fun at Heathrow and Gatwick. Yep. Although the operations collecting boat migrants in the English Channel and bringing them to Britain will seemingly be unaffected. Isn't that amazing how that works? Indiana, the state of Indiana, the Hoosier state, as in who's your daddy, is suing TikTok over child safety and security concerns. Duh. Gee, I wonder when the lawsuits were going to start. Todd Rokita, the AG over there, claimed in a suit filed this week, TikTok contains salacious and inappropriate content young users may obtain for unlimited periods of time, day and night, in an effort to line TikTok's pockets with billions of dollars from U.S. consumers, according to a report by AP. I'm sure if you call the AG's office over there in the Hoosier state that you can find that out for sure. Meanwhile, in U.S. news, that's U.S. news, Elon Musk is now releasing Twitter email exposing secret blacklists. Barry Weiss, founder and editor of the Free Press, released the second volume of the so-called Twitter Files yesterday, revealing the social media platform's secret blacklists. Ooh. Weiss has been working with Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, and independent journalist Matt Taibbi to disclose internal Twitter information regarding censorship. I'm going to pull down to our cancel culture column here because there's another accompanying story to that. Musk is saying bits of Twitter files were compromised as he fired ex-FBI Twitter lawyer James Baker. Apparently, Baker was involved in vetting all of the data, and it looks like some files were hidden and may even have been deleted. See, what don't they want us to know? And Baker, on his way out the door? Well, can you put it past him? Things that might be considered incriminating? I mean, look at all the FBI agents. I mean, Baker got axed, but we've got two FBI agents so far that have D'Antuono and Tebow, both have resigned. I don't know why. I mean, they might actually have more protection being employed by the FBI, but I don't think that. Right now, I think as far as the jackbooted fascist behavior of our entire justice system here, with two standards of justice, that's a pretty crappy situation we find ourselves in. Meanwhile, to do everyone a favor, here's the thing. We have this Respect for Marriage Act, which is headed to Biden's desk. He's going to sign it. We have included in the upcoming email blast that you're going to be getting if you subscribe the complete list of congressmen and senators who voted for it. Yeah. Meanwhile, a group of Republicans are seeking information from the Department of Health and Human Services over the allegations the department's knowingly placing some unaccompanied illegal immigrant minors in the hands of criminals. Woo. That would tell me human trafficking, exploitation, and abuse. Of course, HHS is denying that, even though they're acknowledging that border crossers under 18 are especially vulnerable, but states of the majority are looked at by state licensed providers operating under cooperative agreements and contract to deliver high quality care. Are we talking about NGOs here? Yeah, they're being paid all right with your tax dollars. Yeah. Should we care? Should we really care? I mean, our government is writing checks that its body can't cash. And supposedly we, the people, have to pay for it. I'm wondering, what would it be like if everybody all of a sudden stopped making their mortgage payments and filed bankruptcy and declared their share of the national debt as part of their items that they want to bankrupt? They want to discharge their share of the national debt. Wonder how the bankruptcy courts would treat an onslaught of tens of millions of people running into bankruptcy court trying to discharge their share of the national debt. You know, that debt has been accumulating for a long time, and I think you can discharge debts older than 3 years. Now, that's not legal advice. You need to ask an attorney whether that's possible, because if you can, that means that the 3 years right now, starting 3 years in reverse, everything before that 3 years might be potentially dischargeable, but you need to check with a bankruptcy lawyer and get his take on it. Wouldn't it be amazing if all of a sudden he goes, you know what? That's a novel idea. Let's try it. And what do you think the judges in bankruptcy courts all across the country would do if all of a sudden everybody's discharging their share of the national debt? Can you imagine how that's going to work? Hey, look, Your Honor, if I'm going to take a nosedive for 3.5 years before I can finance another mortgage loan again through Fannie and Freddie, and I'm going to have this negative crap on my credit report for the next 10 years, according to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, that's how long bankruptcy stay on credit report, I'm going to make it worth my while. Yeah, Republican Arizona candidate Carrie Lake has indicated she's going to attempt to take her election-related lawsuit to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. You got that right. Go, Carrie, go. We'll be back with more news in your phone calls, and we'll talk about Kyrsten Sinema leaving the Democratic Party. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get back from the break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And it's 34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. And Dave Krieger back with you on the Power Hour, right? We were talking all about the fact that Carrie Lake was going to shake up Arizona with another lawsuit. And Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema has told CNN's Jake Tapper she's leaving the Democratic Party and registering as a political independent. Wow. See, she had to go on CNN because that's what all the Democrats do, right? They go on the Communist News Network. Nothing, by the way, has gets my goat more than all of these Democratic senators going on to the mainstream media trying to make a case like Chucky, you know, Chucky Schumer. Just can't say enough about little Chucky Schumer. The way he moves, the way he handles the legislation back in 60 seconds. Yeah, I had to do my Howard Cosell there. A key senator, John Cornyn of Texas, has said, and see, Cornyn, he already knows where his state is. The state of Texas, I mean, guns are where it is. Well, several senators have revealed this week there aren't enough votes for a new gun control bill amid calls from Biden to pass it during the lame duck Congress. Oh, they want to ban assault rifles again. They all have it in their head that AR stands for assault rifle, and it doesn't. Look it up. Apparently, these people didn't. They are just chiming in with the mainstream about disarming America. And last time I checked, the Constitution says the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That means no way, no shape, and no how. So there's not even 60 votes to pass this new gun control measure. 10 Republican senators would need to join Democrats in passing that bill in order to overcome the Senate filibuster. That ain't happening. So you Second Amendment fanatics out there can breathe easier. Governor Kristi Noem in South Dakota, by the way, is calling for a review of the state's investments to determine if there's any national security threats. She wants to know whether or not any taxpayer dollars are currently invested in anything that poses a national security risk, which explicitly names China. And of course, she said, I want this review on my desk in a week. We'll see what happens there. In economy and business, and this is most important, you know, I really am trying more so these days to stick to less world news because I don't care if the royals strip Harry and Meghan's title and they no longer can call them Sussexes or whatever they want to call themselves. They think they're victims. And they fact check everything from Oprah and they've just made a mess of things. And all the Tory leaders in the parliament are calling for Harry and Meghan's titles to be stripped. I think it'd be a great idea. Harry now has to rely on his 10 million pound inheritance from mummy. Yeah, if Meghan hasn't gone through it yet. So, California wokeness. Yeah, that's what they got now, huh? You remember that song, The Mamas and the Papas? Yeah, I can just see them turning over in their graves now. At that one, we just redid that song, California Wokeness instead of California Dreaming. Yep. Well, here's the thing about California. California, Texas, and Florida right now are the three biggest states with the most foreclosure starts, according to Adam Data, leading curator of real estate data nationwide for land and property data. So far in November, there have been over 30,000 foreclosures nationwide just in November. So you keep extrapolating that and keep compounding as the economy starts to suck wind. No, it's not the noises coming from Bill Clinton's closet. The sucking sound is something entirely different. Now, the sucking sound is the economy, just sucking wind. And the more it starts to do that, and the more people are losing their jobs, and the more threats. I mean, the inflation is eating away at the dollar. People can't afford it. And a growing number of CEOs are issuing warnings about retail theft. Now, here's something interesting I want you to ponder. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon is saying that retail theft is higher than what it's historically been and suggested it's going to create widespread problems in some areas. They may be raising prices and some stores will close. Huh. You know, all the mom and pop businesses that they ran out of town when they opened their door up and started undercutting everybody. Remember that? Of course you do. So what do you think's going to happen? So now they're going to put a guy, let's just take Walmart, for example. Let's talk about Wally World. Oh, my gosh, by golly. Let's talk about Wally World. Here we have people, elderly people normally, you know, the welcome to Walmart man. You know, he's the guy. They sometimes wear those vests that say, ask me a question. And I run in the door and I run up to him and I go, are you my daddy? He says, ask me a question. And of course, they turn beet red going, no, I'm not your father. that's a joke. Come on. It's Feel Good Friday. Get with me. Here's the thing. When you go into Walmart and you get your groceries or whatever it is that you're buying and you come out with your grocery cart, that guy standing at the door who's an elderly person, all right, he would like to maybe see your receipt to prove that you're not shoplifting. And, of course, you know, being the dutiful, law-abiding, God-fearing citizen you are, you hold it up and you show them that you bought what's in your cart. Okay, I get that. Now, let's talk about what happens when all of a sudden the economy is sucking wind even worse. People can't afford food. People are looking for barter material so they can barter for food. And they start shoplifting en masse and loading up grocery carts and running out the door past the elderly guy or lady without showing a receipt. And what happened to the Home Depot clerk who was standing outside got knocked down by somebody that had, this is in North Carolina, by the way. It really happened. The clerk was pushed to the ground, hit his head, and bled out. And the guy got away with the three power washers that he had on a cart. The guy's saying, hey, did you pay for those? And boom, he gets knocked to the ground, and now he's dead. This happened at Home Depot in North Carolina, all right? Just so you know. Let's push back to Walmart now. So Walmart goes, well, we have to do something to stop this thievery. Well, I mean, look what's happened the last couple of years. And see, the blue state cities, they let you go in and smash and grab as long as you do it under a certain limit, and they'll just, you know, book you in, take your prints, and let you back out so you can go do it again and again and again. So now put yourself in the scenario that you're a shopper at Walmart and somebody comes in and you go out dutifully, show your receipt, and the guy behind you has filled up his grocery cart with all sorts of stuff, including food, and he's running out the door past you or running around you so the clerk can't see him, and he's taken off with the goods. Well, when times get tough, you can bet that this is going to happen. And that includes toilet paper. Yep, they're going to steal that too. So what Walmart envisioned, you know, like Ross Perot would say, hear me out. Let's say Walmart decides they're going to put a security guard out there. He's got this, you know, black outfit on, says security. He doesn't have a gun. He's got a pair of handcuffs and maybe a baton or something. I don't know. But he doesn't have a gun. But he's got the black ball cap on. He looks all official. And he stops you. And you get into it with him. Well, you know, they may catch a few scofflaws and people stealing groceries and whatnot, shoplifters. But pretty soon, they're going to realize after a couple of these security guards get assaulted, maybe we need to arm them. Just like that guy in Philadelphia with the gas station, Mr. Patel. Oh, my gosh, my golly, they all have AR-15s. I'm tired of being ripped off. Not to point at 45 at me. I'm just here to do the inventory. So you see, he hired armed security guards. Not every business can afford it, but see, Walmart, they're a big chain. So all of a sudden now this guy in the black security guard outfit, he's got a gun. And what do you think's going to happen then when somebody tries to get around him with stolen merchandise and they refuse to stop and he gets trigger happy? Pretty soon, the shoplifters are going to come armed. And then whoever happens to be in the checkout line or headed out the door at the same time a confrontation occurs is going to be in the middle of a firefight. Not happy, not good. So yeah, think about that and extrapolate it, because it's going to get worse out there. Prices go up, inflation. I mean, meat prices are going up. Do you remember the Jane's Addiction video, Ben caught stealing? If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's hysterical. Guys are dressing up in drag, and they're going into the grocery store, and they're putting roasts and steaks up their pregnant suits and in their purses, their big oversized purses. The name of the song is called Ben Caught Stealing. You can watch it on YouTube. It's hysterical. This kind of stuff happens all the time. They're just acting it out. Now, whether or not they're giving clues to Gen Z about how to smuggle food out of the store, don't know. But the thing is once you start getting into a situation where they're now getting past security with guns and you happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Oh, and by the way, women, if you happen to come out to your car after you've been shopping anywhere and you find a GB tie, what looks like an electrical zip tie, tied to your handle of your door of your car, do not stand there and attempt to cut it off. Turn around and run back to the store and call 911 as you're running, because somebody has got their eyeball on you and you're about to be snatched. Food for thought. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the show. What's going on?
Well, I listened to our interview yesterday.
You did?
Regarding CBC. Well, I didn't pick up on, you know, when you're listening for the first time, you don't pick up what somebody's saying.
Okay.
So it dawned on me. He said all the doctors with the CDC were political. They weren't real doctors. Right? That was from, I forget what he said. Like,
well, he said that they were politically, yeah, they were politically motivated.
So is it any wonder that they got their smear out there on what their agenda was with the COVID shot, with CDC saying, oh, it does this and it does that, and then you had to have an FLCC group come up against them and say, that's a bunch of crap. We're the real doctors dealing with this, and what you're saying isn't true at all.
Yep, and what's happening to those doctors out there is they're getting beat up on.
Right. So I think we should see a list of all the doctors that are on the CDC side that came up with their BS.
Well, what do you think, Congress?
Yeah.
Patrice, I got a question for you. What do you think's going to happen with the congressional hearings in the House next term when they're all sworn in? All of a sudden, we're going to have a slew of investigations going on as to what happened in Wuhan and how they got the money, and they're going to drag all that out. They're going to go after the laptop from hell. All of this stuff is going to come out. They're going to start digging into every little thing. Who did what with Twitter? Who got censored? Who got screwed? All of this. They're going to. Well, what do you think this is going to come to? Is this going to be as lame duck as everything else they've done?
Oh, I think not, because there's just. Did you hear about the guy who had in his own obituary that, hey, I took the shot in August, and within 48 hours, I was a mess and got sicker and sicker, and I ended up just being a project for these doctors to figure out all the things that go wrong with the COVID shot. And anybody who hasn't gotten a shot, do not get another shot. And I feel for any of those who got the shot. That was in his obituary. He made sure it was in his obituary. No, but
good for him.
There's too many people. There's too many people that know too many people that have been injured now.
Or dead.
The cat is out of the bag. And
it is.
We can't say it's genocide, okay? Because
we can't.
You pointed out yesterday that's too global. That's too, you can't go there.
Oh.
Which was what I was trying to bring up. That
I know.
That's all fraud. That's
yep.
how well, you got to go there. They intentionally, and there is no negligence. that's the difference, just like insurance. Negligence, yeah, you get protected, but if you have true intent and you know what you're doing, that's fraud.
Well, I get that.
There
yeah, see,
no
because the thing is,
for that.
There is no reasonable duty of care to protect the United States consuming public from the harms caused by these jabs. They've made sure of that. So this is why any right-thinking American, such as yourself, Patrice, and everybody else that listens to the show, every right-thinking American would know better and say, you know what? You tell me one thing, but I'm seeing evidence to the contrary. First off, we haven't even answered how this virus got here in the first place. And now, without even bench testing this stuff, and this is what the FDA, they know all about this stuff. I'll get to that in a minute on the COVID stuff. But the, you know, the FDA and everything has looked into what Pfizer is doing. They had knowledge of all of this stuff. They knew. They turned a blind eye to submission of fraudulent data.
They've had knowledge for a decade. This just isn't new knowledge.
Of course
they've
not.
They've had knowledge for a long, 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 long time. They just steered it in a way that they got it to be somewhat effective, not near as effective as they thought it was going to be.
Yep.
Therefore, that's why you need a booster, booster, booster.
Yeah, we know better, don't we, Patrice?
Yeah, but so I found that interesting. So no wonder they were getting all these doctors. It's all political that pushed it all through, and a real doctor who were dealing with it, they're completely on the other side.
Well, I get it, and see,
that's what was going on all in 2020. I mean, even
yeah,
here,
we know
that case with the judge, and they left it up to a judge to decide your health care.
Yep. Well, I got a new story for you. I know it. I got a story for you, Patrice. You're going to love this. What happens? Here's a question. What happens if you refuse vaccinated blood? New Zealand's High Court on Wednesday took custody of an infant whose parents insisted that he only receive blood from donors who had not been vaccinated against the coronavirus, a demand the court said prevented doctors from performing a life-saving surgery. The six-month-old boy, referred to as Baby W, in court filings, has been diagnosed with a congenital heart defect and needs surgery to survive, according to the court order. He remains in urgent need of an operation, and every day the operation is delayed, his heart's under strain, according to the order, citing one of his doctors. He remains in the urgent care. Baby W's parents, Cole Reeves and Samantha Savage, had insisted that he could only be operated on if the blood used in surgery came from the unvaccinated donor. And doctors said that using blood donated from outside the normal channels was impractical for the situation, and that doing the surgery without donated blood was not an available option. So they took custody of the kid, and they're going to do the surgery without the parents' permission with whatever blood they feel like using. What do you say
well,
to
then
that?
They better pay that hospital bill.
I was thinking
they
that maybe
pay
those
that hospital
yeah.
bill.
If this kid comes out and he's got spike proteins, as soon as he's out of surgery, I would take him to have him tested.
Why didn't the parents offer up their own blood?
Yeah, see, I think a whole bunch of people. That was reminds me of the one person that didn't want to have surgery done because she didn't want to have a transfusion with anything but Italian blood because she was Italian. So her son and everybody else, so all the Italian people got together and they all wanted to donate Italian blood because it was the only blood she would take. But see, the thing is, we're talking about something here that's not been invaded by spike protein. And if they give him vaccinated blood and all of a sudden this spike protein replicates in his system and he gets sick, even as a young child, the chances of him surviving drastically reduce. And not only that, I mean, he's just had heart surgery. So think about that it's causing myocarditis and pericarditis. And now he's got a heart condition and now they want to give him vaccinated blood. So if they murdered that kid,
yeah,
these doctors, the doctors and the judge
even,
and the courts all need to go down for that.
Well, not only that, though, we don't even know. They've allowed vaccinated people to donate blood. I would never, first of all, everybody needs to stock up on their own blood.
That would be good.
If they're unvaccinated. Well, no, yeah. That was a real concern, I believe, when I had my daughter, you know, almost 30 years ago, that it was recommended that maybe we get our own blood, that we had a bank of it if we needed that. And definitely when AIDS was going around. That was,
oh, yeah.
Well, AIDS is going around again. It's just called something else. However, yeah, that you have your own stock of blood, and, you know, if you don't use it, then you put it back in you, and you draw some more out.
There you go. Well, we appreciate
your
input on there.
Bank.
Yep, I love it. Good suggestion. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it. I got a couple more stories to get to before we get to Randy Shannon after the top of the hour break. Patrice, thanks so much. See, lots of logic going on. Critical thinking caps going on today, folks. The FDA says ivermectin doesn't work against COVID-19, but points to all the studies that show that it does. This is the insanity. The insanity of our government. They expect us to believe every little line of BS and tripe they put out. Nope. We're not doing it. Health officials in some places are eager to reinstate face masks this winter. Hope you're not in an area that's one of them. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, L.A. County is talking about doing it again. Jeez, unbelievable. We got some health stories in there about when is the right time of day to exercise, how to add yoga to your workout to lower your blood pressure, and LASIK surgery, according to the FDA, should carry warnings of potential complications. Oh, now they're telling us this? Oh, and by the way, for those of you that are into English currency, yesterday, in case you missed it, the first coins bearing the likeness of King Charles III have now entered into circulation. So it's a new series of 50 pence pieces. Yep, coin pieces there. Yep, being released through the UK's network of post offices. Gotta love it. And so goes the monarchy. All right. We'll be back with Randy Shannon, ND, after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us for this segment. Hopefully you'll stay tuned. You'll get a lot out of this new one. Talking about face, tongue, and fingernail analysis. Go figure that one. We'll get to the bottom of it after the break. Stay with us.
Allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.